Welcome to Hey Ghost Hey, the podcast about ghosts, ghost hunting, and other paranormal phenomena of the Pacific Northwest. I am your host, Charles Crooks, owner, tour guide, and psychic of Bellingham Ghost Tours. We are here because I like ghosts a lot. Now let's begin. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Hey Ghost Hey. And I'm really happy that you are here with me because I have finally finished my 2024 fall season. So it wasn't just with the tours that I had going on, but I got to wrap up this season with a special two-night event ghost hunting down on Whidbey Island. And so I will say I have so much evidence to start digging through and to see what was captured from this weekend. But as I do so, I thought for this episode, I would change it up a little bit from what I had planned and reach back into the past and feature some EVPs from a location that I have not done so yet. So for this episode, we are going down south outside of the Whatcom-Skagit area, and we are going down south to Stanwood, Washington for the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon. I first encountered the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon with the group called Boo, who I used to investigate with, and of course that stood for Bellingham Observers of the Odd and Obscure. And so really it was one of my first locations outside of Whatcom County that I got to investigate, so I was completely jazzed as a new investigator to go check it out. I had already heard from Boo that they had a pretty good success rate in having things happen, from all sorts of activity of seeing shadow figures to the feeling of being watched. I remember they said that the bathrooms in there would feel pretty creepy as well, but the hotel itself was going through renovations at the time to make it possible for guests to stay in the hotel, and so they were renovating all those rooms, and we would get to investigate the entire saloon area after they had closed down from all their guests of the night. And then we'd pretty much get to check out some of the hallways, not everything, or I guess even some of the rooms too, everything that was under construction or under renovation for the hotel side. So we really kind of had free reign of the whole place. And what I really remember was that the owner, Marilyn, and her husband were encountering all sorts of stuff throughout the night. I know Marilyn had reported encountering the spirit of a little girl several times. And as far as we know, there was no little girl that had passed away, at least recently in the history that we had looked into. So that was rather a mystery as where she had possibly come from. And from what I remember, it's been a while, but I think they had even captured something on their security cameras, whether it was a ghostly kind of figure or maybe it was a full body apparition that they had captured. But I remember it being pretty intense footage. But for me personally, while I did not have very many personal experiences, I got a lot of recordings from this location. So, and I still share them today, especially one classic one that I play on the tours. The Good Time Girls use it as well, so I'll be sharing that one too. But before I even get into that stuff, let's look into just a very little bit of the history of the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon. The initial structure that was on the property burnt down in the fire of 1892, which destroyed most of the buildings in Stanwood. The first owners named the building the Hotel Cottage Home. It served as a gathering place for businessmen, loggers, mill workers, hunters, and the occasional tourist. It had many owners over the years, but Marilyn and Leonard Guthrie purchased the building in 2006 and have been the most recent owners to fix up the space in their own time. The building had fallen into ruin, leaving the hotel spaces dilapidated and filled with squatters. I got to investigate the space mid-renovation around 2010-11, and the hotel was completed for guests in 2012. I looked into booking a room online and unfortunately could not see any room availability. So it looks like if you do want to stay at the Stanwood, you have to reach out to them to see what is possible. And while I'm not sure if you can still book rooms with them, I know 100% that the saloon is still open. So if you want to drink or go eat there, that is open and available for business. All right, here we go on to the fun stuff. So as usual, all of these were recorded with just a standard digital voice recorder. I usually use Sony. It's just been my preferred brand over the years. And nothing special about it. And so I would go out, record for the entire investigation. So if I'm out for 4 hours, then I would have 4 hours of audio to go back through. And so basically, when we are sifting through that audio, we're looking for things that we did not hear with our ears audibly at the time. And so all of these that I'm going to play for you are considered to be EVPs, which stands for electronic voice phenomena, and they were not heard with our ears at all. They were only caught on the recorder. And as I explained in the Sycamore episode, I believe there's all sorts of possibilities on, you know, sound bouncing off of walls or even like bodily noises that can be picked up. And so we've always ruled out that these were no one in the group. Anytime when someone would whisper, we would always call it out to the recorder. Anytime footsteps would creak on the ground, same thing. We would call those out so that way we knew when those regular environmental noises would happen, we would then have something on the recorder to let us know that it was no one at the time, or I'm sorry, that it was a regular person at the time and not something that was coming from nowhere. So I think the first one that I'm gonna play for you guys here is pretty self-explanatory. It is just a whisper, but I think it's perfect to get us into things. So I'm gonna play that before I talk about it. All right, here it is.
Here we go.
So that one, I think, is pretty self-explanatory. It's really just that whisper that you hear in the beginning that says, here we go. So perfect to get us into things. Here's that one loop two more times.
Here we go.
So unfortunately on that one, I don't remember what was going on at the time, as for us now, this is more than a decade ago, other than just having a quiet moment and hearing some rustling. But I've always found that those voices really tend to pop in when you're doing those regular things or just having a regular conversation with someone. It's very rare that I get voices that will respond to things or respond to our questions when I ask, like, what's your name or how old are you or how'd you die or anything standard like that of what you might see on all the TV shows. I really don't get responses to. So I find that in recording the entire investigation, that's really where some of the best stuff happens and comes in. All right, let's go ahead and go on to our next one. And I'm just going to play that for you guys. So here we go.
Everything else. Okay, let's do that. That's you.
And so again, I don't really remember what was going on in this clip, but it's that whisper that you hear right in the middle again. And to me, it sounds like someone goes, whoa, 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 but they say it really quickly. So let me just loop that part where we've got the whisper clearly. Here we go on that.
Ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
So unfortunately, not really significant to what's going on in that one, but I still think it's cool. And I always find it interesting for the word choices that get used in the EVPs. A lot of people kind of speculate or wonder about when someone passes away, are they stuck with that language ability, or as a ghost, can they actually learn and grow with the times? So I don't know, maybe we have some ghosts out there that had their own little brat summer And hopefully they could tell us all about it. But on to the next one. This one, we had just gone into some restrooms. And I think the phrase that was recorded in this one seems appropriate. It's often been said that the restrooms do have all sorts of activity in there. I remember one time my ghost hunting partner, Elena, she is part of Boo. She actually went to the restroom as we were waiting outside to start investigating. And she heard the little girl that Marilyn, the owner, had experienced before. She actually heard her saying hello, calling out to her. And that was one of the few instances where we actually caught it on the recorder, and it was audible with our ears at the time. Several people heard that hello being called out, not just in the restroom. And unfortunately, that one has been lost to time. Years have passed, of course, and so I've used many technologies that have not transferred from one to the next. And unfortunately, that EVP has been lost to time. But here we go on this one.
Hello?
So right after you hear that human voice say hello, you hear a whisper that says, "Should we hide?" So here it is twice more.
Hello? Hello?
So maybe the bathrooms are actually more hiding spaces than they are trying to scare anyone in there. It's definitely possible, especially if it's a more quiet area of the saloon. So who knows? Maybe people are retreating in there and we're interrupting their relaxing time. All right, the very last one I've got for you is, I would definitely say this is probably one of my most famous EVPs that I have played on the Downtown Tour, and the Good Time Girls have used it for years as an example of EVPs on their tours. And so I'm just going to play it first. So in this one, I'll set up a little bit. You hear Sherry. She was the former leader of Boo. You're going to hear her talking in this clip. But in this one, there's something that pops in right in the middle. So let me just play that for you now.
Starting to grab some of the healthy mix, and
that old dog, because
they right now is going to Sellers Market.
Yeah.
And they would lose.
All right, so in this clip, I believe when it was recorded, it was just myself, Sherry, and Marilyn. So it was just the three of us, and we were sitting around a table in the saloon. It was probably about 2 to 3 a.m., and you can hear Sherry just talking about property value, the market, and all that kind of stuff. But right in the middle, when she pauses, there's two voices that kind of hop in there, and what I hear is the first one saying, "Dead old dog," and then the second one says, "Excuse me," right after that. And I really have nothing to go on other than just kind of making a guess here that that's what it's saying, especially with the dead old dog part. I think the excuse me part is very clear to understand. But before my time in Boo, they had gone down to Stanwood and they actually captured an EVP of what sounded like dogs either going at each other, tearing each other apart. It's kind of disturbing to listen to and are almost kind of hard to hear when you hear it. And I have no idea. There's no proof of that we have, at least historically, of dog fights that might have happened on the property. Some speculate that because of the amount of ghosts and activity that's going on, that there might be a darker history or a darker past that we don't necessarily know about. But again, that is purely speculation as far as all that goes. So maybe there were dog fights and we are just hearing a part of that past coming through. So we really don't know. But as far as this clip goes, I always kind of thought that maybe it sounds like two old people just hanging out on the porch together, having a conversation back and forth. But here it is again. So let me just play that twice for you.
Part to grab some of the healthy mix with you.
That old dog. Because
right now it's going to Sellers Market.
Yeah.
And they would lose. Part to grab some of the healthy mix with you. Yeah, old dog. Skeet. Because they, right now, it's down to Sellers Market.
Yeah.
And they would lose.
I've always kind of wondered, too, that maybe this is just part of a conversation that got kind of stuck in time. I always talk about residual energies versus intelligent energies. And in this case, I think that this is really a possible residual, something that just kind of got left behind, and we happened to pick it up when we did. So just a thought again, I really have no idea what a lot of these are, whether they are coming from live ghost voices or whether they are just kind of imprints in time. But it definitely seems like that they are kind of responding with us for a lot of them, especially a lot of what we have encountered down at the Stanwood. So go have a drink there. Go check out the saloon. Go visit them. Tell them that the old Boo members say hi. And see if you can encounter one of the ghosts yourselves. Otherwise, if you want to hear more EVPs from Stanwood, you can join me on the downtown tour, where I feature a few others from the past as well. So thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Hey Ghosts, Hey. I always love when I can share especially the past evidence with you guys, as it's fun for me, and I cannot wait to see what I possibly might capture in the future with all the evidence I have yet to go through. So hopefully exciting times are ahead. I will have tours running through the winter months, but definitely on an abbreviated schedule. So hopefully you can join me. If not, you can always find me on Instagram and TikTok at Bellingham Ghost Tours. And always visit the website, bellinghamghosttours.com, to learn about upcoming events and other things that I have going on. So thank you so much, and stay spooky, my friends.